It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Sometimes your friends can be your toughest critics, and that may be one lesson for the United States during this Arab Spring. Turkey has been a friend to the U.S. and perhaps a model for how a Muslim country can embrace democracy.
But Turkey's leader, Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, is focusing on what he sees as a major contradiction in President Obama's policy. Erdogan stands with the U.S. on Syria. He says Syrians have a right to determine their future.
But Erdogan sees the United States as standing in the way of the Palestinian people. And he remains furious at Israel over last year's Gaza flotilla incident when an Israeli raid killed 9 Turkish activists trying to break a blockade to deliver aid to Palestinians.
I spoke to Prime Minister Erdogan over the weekend at his hotel in New York City. He was preparing to head home after the United Nations General Assembly meetings. He spoke to us through an interpreter.
Mr. Prime Minister, thank you very much for spending some time with us today. We really appreciate it.
I would like to, in return, thank you for such an opportunity.
I wondered if I could to first ask you about Syria. I understand that you have been very close to President Bashar al-Assad. You vacationed together. Things don't seem so friendly at the moment. I know you've spoken in New York about perhaps imposing sanctions on Syria. Tell us what we should expect.
Of course, the current developments between Syria and Turkey are not very promising right now. We needed certain reforms to be carried out, but unfortunately, under these circumstances, instead of carrying out the necessary steps forward to improve the situation, Assad wanted to keep his position, and he became increasingly aggressive and violent. And unfortunately, until now, no steps had been taken forward to improve the situation. And he became a leader turning guns towards his own people. But of course, the current situation in Syria and Assad's conduct is in full contradiction with our principles with which we approach people and humanity.
Orada dostluk bitiyor.
That's where friendship ends.
Are sanctions definitely coming, and what kind of sanctions will they be?
Tabii şu anda bu görüntü var.
Right now, it appears that there will be sanctions coming. I don't know how he is going to take another step forward as of this moment on.
Let me turn to Israel, if I may. What does Israel need to do to get its ambassador back to Ankara, back to your country?
3 things.
Özür dilemeli.
An apology. A compensation must be paid. And the embargo upon Palestine and the Gaza Strip should be eliminated once and for all.
If you are making those kinds of demands, isn't it more helpful as a diplomat to have an ambassador in your capital to be able to carry out a dialogue? Wouldn't it be more constructive to allow the ambassador to be in Ankara to have those sorts of diplomatic discussions?
Tam aksine, orada kalması sıkıntı olur.
On the contrary, his continuous presence in Ankara would have been problematic. And similarly, had our ambassador remained in Israel, it would have been problematic for him too. In international diplomacy, such measures taken are of crucial importance.
I wanted to ask you about a few of the comments you've made about Israel. You recently called them a spoiled child. A year ago, you said that they carried out state terrorism. And I'm wondering, with all due respect, if someone is seeking peace, if you still believe those statements were constructive and helpful.
Tabii şimdi İsrail'le ilgili bu sürece baktığımız zaman, şimdi uluslararası sularda...
Do you think it's a very positive and a constructive approach for a country to kill 9 of its citizens on board a ship that is navigating on international territorial waters? Israel actually killed 9 Turkish citizens, and they're willing to create an environment of continuous tensions.
Ve bu gerilimi meydana getirmek suretiyle işte Türkiye İsrail
And because of the existence of that very tension between the two countries sparked by Israel, the relations are as they are right now. We've got no problems whatsoever against the Israeli people. We have problems with the Israeli administration.
When it comes to some of the comments that I just mentioned, I guess I'm wondering if you might regret comments like that and rethink using language that might be inflammatory as you move forward and try to play this constructive role.
Unutmayın ki bir başkan olarak ben bir sorumluluk taşıyorum.
Never forget that as a prime minister, as a leader of my country, I am carrying a responsibility. I am not only speaking about the 74 million inhabitants living in Turkey who are my citizens, to whom I am responsible for, but also the entire population of the Arab world. They expect our reactions and our responses towards
Bu insanlar uluslararası sularda öldürüldüğü zaman
They will always observe whether I am taking ownership of my citizens who have been killed on board a ship navigating in international territorial waters or not. This is a duty for me. This is an obligation for me.
The United States' opposition to the Palestinian bid for statehood certainly seems to run the risk of damaging the reputation of the United States in the Arab world. Are you prepared to help the United States regain its credibility in the region?
I've said whatever I was supposed to say on this matter when I spoke personally with Mr. Obama a couple of days ago. And I reminded my dear brother, my dear friend, the speech he has delivered only last year at the 65th General Assembly of the United Nations. I read the speech text to him. I told him that last year you had announced everybody in the audience that you were going to see Palestine emerging as a recognized state out of the General Assembly hall.
You read President Obama's speech from last year to him in your meeting this year?
Yes.
Has the image of the United States been damaged by its opposition to the Palestinian bid for statehood here in New York?
No doubt.
That's Prime Minister Erdogan of Turkey speaking to us through an interpreter. And Steve, the Prime Minister did sound to me pretty convinced that the U.S. image in the Arab world is in trouble.